News. I'm Laura Winters. This Sunday, there are brand new developments in the Middle East. U.S. forces have hit more than 30 Houthi targets in Yemen. Now, this comes a day after the U.S. strikes at least 85 targets in Syria and Iraq, where Iran-backed proxy groups have been operating. These terrorists have hit more than 160 U.S. military targets in the region, all this in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. They also killed three U.S. soldiers last week in a drone strike. The bodies of the three, two women and one man, brought back to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Friday. Turning now to the race for president in 2024, President Biden winning the Democrat primary in South Carolina Saturday. We also learned the president, for a second year in a row, will not be sitting down for an interview prior to the Super Bowl, which had become sort of a tradition in the country. No reason has been given. To Atlanta now, where there are major developments involving the Fulton County DA, Fani Willis, the woman prosecuting the election interference case against former President Trump. She's accused of benefiting financially from a romantic relationship she's had with one of her male colleagues, the special prosecutor hired to pursue Trump. Fani Willis now admitting to a relationship with the lawyer. Divorce papers filed by Nathan Wade's ex-wife claim the two took multiple trips together, including a Royal Caribbean cruise, a weekend in Aruba, and it goes on. Credit card statements subpoenaed in the case appear to back up the claim. A House committee has now subpoenaed her to testify on Capitol Hill. Wade paid close to $700,000, Willis calling the allegations against her a spectacle and a circus. Former President Trump says he wants Willis removed and the case dismissed. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Turning now to sports, if you're wondering how much it will cost to see the Super Bowl live in Las Vegas next Sunday, the answer is more than $5,000, as that's how much tickets are going for on StubHub right now. The most expensive VIP package listed at $51,000. Now, obviously, you're going to need an airline ticket and a hotel, not to mention food. The Kansas City Chiefs will face the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday, February 11th. Some say the game is so popular this year because of the Taylor Swift effect. She, of course, is dating Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Actor Alec Baldwin back in the news. Here's USA's Ryan Daniels.
Actor Alec Baldwin is pleading not guilty to new involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment, entering the plea in a court document filed Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Carl Weathers, best known for playing Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies, has died. He was 76 years old. He was born in New Orleans and had a 50-year career in movies and TV. He first appeared in the iconic role of Apollo Creed in Rocky back in 1976. In Pennsylvania, the world's most famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, predicting an early spring. He did not see his shadow. This means there won't be six more weeks of winter. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.